Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Moed Katan, Daf Yud Alef, Moed Katan 11. And we're going to start on the bottom of 10b, where the Gemara established the principle that you're allowed to do certain activities on Yontif if you're going to lose money. You're allowed to do these activities on Chol Moed if it's something that if you're going to wait till after the festival to do it, you're going to have a loss of money. But the Gemara brings a story that almost undermines this, because the Gemara says, Ravina Havoyahu Iska. Ravina had a business, Mistavim Meshita Alfe, that he was offered a price to sell it on Chol Moed for 6,000. However, he didn't want to do this work on Yontif because he felt like he wasn't going to lose money. So what did he do? He waited. Shahaye was a buni baser chol moed. He waited to sell it after Yontif. Vizabne betraysar alfe, and he sold it for 12,000. This story seems to suggest that even though you can do something, if you're going to lose money on Chol Moed, but if you wait, you're going to be rewarded. Ravina have a mazik zuzi b'bnei akra deshanvasa. Ravina had some money that he wanted to collect from the people of Bnei Mechuza, from the people of from the river Shanvasa. And so also Kamid Rav Ashi Amrei. So he came in front of Rav Ashi and he asked him, am I allowed to do this? So this is already interesting because we know Ravina was a student, but he was a Talmud Chavar of Rav Ashi. And so he gave him the question so that either because maybe he didn't want to paskin himself because he was no gay of a davar, he didn't want to rule on himself because he himself, it was a question of whether or not it was allowed for him himself to do it. So he went to his Rebbe / colleague to ask Rav Ashi what the law is. He says, am I allowed to go to them today to ask for the money? Amrei, so Rav Ashi says, Kivin da inna hu de mishkachaslu, since today is when you'll find them, v'yom achrinu ha mishkachaslu, but another day you won't find them, so therefore, k'pramakya avid dami ushari, it's like you're going to lose money, it's like business and you're going to lose money, and therefore it's going to be permitted. That's how the Rashi explains it. However, Tosfos and the Rosh, in the name of Rabbeinu Tam, explain that really collecting debts on Chol Moed, that's not business, and it's going to be really permitted even if you're not going to lose money. But Ravina actually was doing a type of business to them because he gave them the money before the harvest, and now he's collecting it after the harvest. So it was like a type of business and not a pure loan. And so therefore, that's why I needed to ask the question. And the Gemara says, Tanya nami gabi avodah zarah ki agavna. The Gemara says, we have the same idea with respect to idolatry, with respect to going to the market of idolaters on the day of their festival day, that there are certain things that are going to be permitted, even though it looks like you're perhaps giving honor to their idols, you're allowed to go on under certain circumstances to their fairs on the holiday. So we learned Holchin, it says we're on top of 11a on Yud Aleph on Ardaf, Holchin will yirichel ovdei kochavim u'mazalos, so that you're allowed to go to on the day of the festival of the idolaters, v'lochim mehema, and you're allowed to purchase their animals, avadim u'shvachos, batim stados u'kramim, you're allowed to purchase things from them, their houses, their fields, their vineyards, the co-save, and you're allowed to write, even though generally speaking we don't write on Chol Moed, but this is where we're talking about idolatry, and you're allowed to write a proof that you purchased it, umale bar koshohen, and you're allowed to take this into their courts. And even though giving them honor into their courts, we have to be concerned that this is a concern that about going to their courts. And so nevertheless, as it states, lifnehem v'lo lifnei goyim, that you're not allowed to go to the nations of the world for their courts, and that gives them honor. That's how the commentaries explain it. And so nevertheless, even though you're doing this, you're allowed to do it. You're allowed to write a contract. You're allowed to go to them on their marketplace, and even though you're giving them honor, because it's like you're saving it from their hands. Because otherwise, what's going to happen is that the idolater will say, oh, this was not a sale. You never purchased my house. And so therefore, you have to give him a proof that you purchased the house and so that he doesn't lose money. And if you're not going to go there on this day, you're not going to find them on another day. And so therefore, you're going to have to bring the seller witnesses or whatever to get them to the court. And so therefore, for this reason, it's going to be allowed. So we see from this brisa that even though the Chachamim say that you're not allowed to go to their courts, nevertheless, on the day of their markets, they allowed it. Because if you're not going to go, then you're gonna have a it's gonna be like what's called a dover avod, and so therefore you're gonna lose money. And so therefore it's like the same conceptually, it's the same idea as why we're allowed to do certain activities on Chol Moed. For this reason, we're also allowed to do certain activities in their courts and also on the day of their idolatry. Another case that the Gemara brings is with respect to weaving. So Rav Shara Lechia Barashi Lemigdol Oare Bechol de Moed. Rav allowed Chia Barashi to braid together these traps for fish on Chol Moed. My time, what's the reason? He said, Maisa Hejutu. He said, this is really, it's not really skilled labor. It's not the work of a craftsman. It's the work of an amateur. Avo Islay Aser. But for bird nets, it'd be prohibited. My time, Maisa Umanhu. Because the bird nets is going to be the work of a craftsman. And the last case that the Gemara brings on this topic is Rabbi Huda Sharay Amatun Tanura. Rabbi Yehuda allowed a person whose name was Ami Tanura, Migdal Tanura, he allowed him to build an oven on Chol Moed. Or Rabbi Bar Ashbi, Migdal Mahulta, he allowed him to make a sieve. Ain't is it really the case? He says, you can't make an oven. So Gemara says, you're doing it in the summer, but not in the winter. In the summer, the oven will be ready if you make it on Chol Moed, because it'll get hot and hard right away. So therefore, you could do it even on Chol Moed. But on Yant, if you do it on Chol Moed, but in the winter, if you do it on Chol Moed, it's not going to be ready. What's winter? Sukkot. So if you do it on Sukkot, it's not going to be ready in time.